chief. I am a man. I see. I know. I began to see when I was not yet born, when I was not in my mother's arms, but inside of my mother's belly. It was there that I began to study about my people. God gave me the power to see out of the womb. The Great Spirit must have told me at that time that I would be the man to be the judge for all the other Indians. A big man to decide for them in all their ways. I speak. It is enough. I speak. It is enough. I never taught my people to trust Americans. I have told them the truth that the Americans are great liars. I have never dealt with the Americans. Why should I? The land belonged to my people. Of course I will speak if you desire me to do so. I suppose it is only such men as you desire to speak who must say something. Do you recognize me? Do you know who I am?
Sitting Bull.
Yes, but do you know who I am?
Slightly recumbent gentleman cow.
Yes, but do you know who I am?
I do not know any difference between
Yes, but do you know who I am?
And the other Indians at this agency.
Yes, but do you know who I am?
Any man who desires to speak.
Yes, but do you know who I am?
Shall talk for the Indians.
Yes, but do you know who I am? I am here by the will of the Great Spirit, and by his will I am a chief. My heart is red and sweet, and I know it is sweet, for whatever passes near me puts out its tongue to me. If a man is a chief and has authority, he should be proud and consider himself a great man. And yet you men have come here to talk with us, and
you do not know who I am.
Chosen anyone to be the chief of this country, it is myself. You have conducted yourself like men who have been drinking whiskey, and I came here to give you some advice. I have always been a chief and have been made chief of all the land. 32 years ago, I was present at the Fort Bryce Council with the white man. Since then, a great many questions have been asked me about it, and I always said, wait. Then the Black Hills Council was held, and they asked me to give up that land, and
I said,
wait.
I remember well all the promises that were made about that land. You white men advise us to follow your ways, and therefore I talk as I do. When you have a piece of land and anything trespasses on it, you catch and keep it until you get damages, and I am doing the same thing now. I want you to tell this to the great father for me. I am looking into the future for the benefit of my children, and I want my country taken care of for me. Do you recognize me? Do you know who I am?
Sitting Bull.
Yes.
But do you know who I am?
Slightly recumbent Gentleman Cow.
Yes.
But do you know who I am?
I do not know any difference between
yes.
us.
But do you know who I am?
And the other Indians at this age.
Yes.
But do you know who I am?
Any man who desires to speak.
Yes.
But do you know who I am?
Shall talk for the Indians.
Yes.
But do you know who I am?
No chance for me to live, mother. You might as well mourn. My father has given me this nation. In protecting them, I have a hard time. No chance for me to live, mother. You might as well mourn. My father has given me this nation. Spirit told me that I would be the man to be the judge for all the other Indians. There are no Indians left but me.